Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your midweek motivator with CB and the boys. With your hosts, Crystal CB Booker, and the boys, George Biker Boy Hallman, Roger Hawkins, and J. Lee Ducey Man Thomas. Get set for music, motivation, conversation, and fun. Now here's CB and the boys.
Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome to CB and the Boys. I'm CB, your hostess with the most deaths. And looks like it is just me and George Biker Boy Holman tonight. What is up, George? How's your day?
Not much. It's good. It was a day, you know. I spent most of it sleeping and the other half riding.
Ah, well, there you go. So how's the weather in KC? Good riding weather?
Shit. Well, let me put it to you this way. Mother Nature reached over and grabbed the thermostat and turned it on hail.
Not bad, huh? Wow. Well, it was only
109.
Well, it was 94 degrees here in Arizona, so it wasn't that hot. Felt kind of good, actually.
I knew it was going to be bad. At 4 o'clock this morning, it was 82 degrees outside.
At 4 a.m.? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bit hot, especially in Kansas City, because you guys are like, what, 100% humidity, 200% humidity?
Right. You walk outside and your clothes just stick to you.
So are we ready for the preseason? Kansas City Chiefs, you think we're going to do it again? Go back to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I guarantee you we're going. It's just a matter of whether we're going to be on the field or in the stands.
If we're not playing, I'm not going. That's too, No. I can't even see that one. Nope. Cannot even see that one. Not at all. So, any tales from Wally World?
Nope. None of the above.
Nothing?
Nada.
Nada. You work at Wally World, one of the craziest places on the planet, and you've nothing crazy, out of the ordinary, nothing funny, no Karens or Kins, nothing?
I mean, everybody's been focused. You know, this past weekend was tax-free weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they running around buying up all this school supplies, and ain't nobody going to use because all the kids ain't going to get to go to school because of the pandemic.
They're locking down Kansas City again?
It's headed that direction. It ain't got there yet, but it's headed that direction.
Seriously? I thought Florida was the worst.
It's headed that direction. We're already back to a mask mandate. You can't go nowhere without a mask.
Wow. So it's good to see that Kansas City is not one of the ones that are ignoring the mask mandate. So that's a good thing.
Right.
It's a really good thing. Shocker, too. A real shocker. But, of course, you know, our governor is ignoring the mask mandate. And, it's kind of stupid. I thought one of the most shameful things about this whole thing is the Florida governor, who is threatening to withhold salaries and school funding for districts that want to protect the kids, which makes no sense to me, like, at all. It's insane.
Wow.
Like, what's your take on that?
You know, it's just all stupid. I mean, they so much worried about the politics side of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep focusing on the politics side of it, and there ain't going to be nobody to vote for them because everybody's going to be dead. They keep fucking around.
You're right about that. I definitely have to agree with you there.
They need to put more energy into coming up with a cure. I mean, vaccination is cool, but it don't stop there. Come up with a cure. Come up with something to stop the virus, to kill the virus.
Exactly.
Focus on that. Focus on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they put as much.
Well, looks like we have Roger Hawkins in the building. What's up, Raj?
Hi, kids. What's going on?
Welcome back. How have you been?
Yeah. You know me. All over the place. Been mad busy, but everything is great. So I won't complain about that too much. You know, it's been kind of a hell of a week already, even though it's only Wednesday. So,
I'm counting.
I mean, me.
We need it. I need a break.
You're talking about next year? You're talking about you got something else coming up?
No, next year. I'm counting down.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm already making plans, too. So, you know. And then I think I have some people in that area, too, that might be moving there and that already live there. So, you know, we'll try to get the word out, get everything done. So, yeah.
So, as you know, our topic tonight, we're talking about men or women who are intimidated by a successful partner. So why do you think that there are some men or women who are intimidated by someone that is more successful than them, has more going on than them? Why do you think that that's something that's intimidating?
I think it's interesting because I feel like depending on how the relationship started and, like, the dynamic of it, not to make excuses in any way, shape, or form, but let's go back to the whole old, you know, proverb, old phrase from, you know, church and all that growing up, like we all did, the whole equally yoked thing. If you're not equally yoked, then it'll eventually start to play out. It happens in so many ways. Like if one person starts out doing everything and then maybe they take a dip and the other person goes up, that can become an issue if the one person feels less than, or if, you know, you have the other person treating them a certain way now because they no longer are, you know, who they once thought that maybe that person may have been. So I think there's a lot of different reasons for it. Honestly, I think it really boils down to how they're being treated, you know, and what you think about yourself. What's the reason that it's like that? What's the reason that it's not, you know, it's not anymore? But intimidation, I don't know. Sometimes it can be brought about, but I think other times it's in people's heads. You know what I mean? So, I think it's kind of case by case. I think some people are old school, and because they're old fashioned, they think, well, you know, the man has to do X, Y, and Z. And then if that doesn't play out, or if by chance the lady makes a leap in her respective career, that becomes a problem. I don't think it should ever be a problem unless, you know, one person is made to feel a particular way. So that's kind of my spin on it. I think it boils down to how the other person's treated. If you're supporting each other and uplifting each other, it really shouldn't matter. I know I say it shouldn't because to a lot of people it does. It shouldn't matter. But I just think it's all about the level of support. You know, where you no longer do this. You used to be that. You know, if you tell someone they're no longer the man, mainly because of finance, that's going to be a problem. That should not be the defining factor. But think about it. The one thing that pisses me off is when you ask a woman, what defines a good man? What makes your husband a good man? What makes your boyfriend a good man? What makes whoever a good man? And 99 out of 100 times, the first words out of women's fucking face is he's a good provider. So what you're saying is he's a pimp. It's all the time. Now people are going to think about it, but out of people's face, he's a good provider. And see, right there, if that's what makes a man to you, there's a problem. And, you know, I've got young ladies or lady friends of mine from years ago who are doctors and make more than their husband. You know, if they're not doctors, respectively, doctors have larger bills, but they have larger paychecks. And on one hand, one goes the route of really, really edifying her husband and trying to build him up. He does have a problem with it. But I know this woman, she's very supportive. She does everything she can, short of, you know, bending over, letting him step on her back to get somewhere. It's all about what's inside of him, because she is very supportive of all he does and tries to get him there. I also know the other end of that, where there are people who once made a certain income, once had a certain profession, that no longer is the case. You know, mama all of a sudden makes a leap, and now she looks down on him. What he says doesn't mean as much. She doesn't revere him like she once did, doesn't admire him like she once did. It seems like his words don't carry weight like they once did. Yeah, it happens all the time. And people love to say they don't do that, but they're full of shit. I've seen it happen. And I think sometimes that shift in power strictly comes just from finance. So what happened when the man was paying two times and three times the amount that the woman was paying for things? Well, that's his job. When people say that's his job, I always go, what's her job? Because supposedly you can't put a price tag on love or the housework or raising the kids or any of the other bullshit that we've heard over the years when the man was the sole breadwinner. But now, when the woman's doing it too, she goes, well, I work too. So what's the price of it? And I'm asking people to ask themselves, are we just spitting bullshit, or are we really being honest about being able to be with someone if we're too many levels apart? Because you hear about people, you know, you don't hear it the other way. You hear about a man with a lot of money, and, you know, what do? You know, they find any waitress or, you know, whatever, secretary, whatever, marry him, and they upgrade him. It doesn't work in reverse very often. It happens, but not very often. Why is that? Why don't women with a lot of money go find the same level of person that a lot of these men who marry their secretaries or the nanny or the housekeeper or the rest of this crap? Well, I'll tell you why. Because we don't have breasts and look good in short skirts. So, I mean, I think it's kind of a double standard. But what do you think?
You blindsided me with calling him a pimp. That was hilarious.
Hey, but it makes sense.
I agree.
Well, my experience has been that a lot of men are intimidated by a woman who's independent, number one, because they don't need a man to take care of me. And truth be told, I don't need him for the other thing either, because as long as there's toys, I'm satisfied. So that being said, I've, you know, broken up with many guys, and many guys have broken up with me because they couldn't handle me because of everything that I do, success, being busy, not having enough time for them. I mean, so many things factor into that. You have to have somebody that is on your level, or at least understands, someone that's at least compassionate to, you know, what you're going through. Someone that can be your support system, not financially, but right, emotionally. Sometimes, you know, emotional support is more important, or can be more important than financial support. And as I said, I don't need a man to take care of me for anything. So, and some guys, they want to be the knight in shining armor. And I think some guys, you know, suffer from, you know, the hero syndrome, where they have to be your hero. They want to rescue you and all this. And I don't need that. I mean, if I need my tire changed, I can call my insurance and they'll come and change it for free because I have roadside assistance. So if I need my car maintenance, I can literally have it towed for free to wherever, you know, my car fix-it place is. So I don't really need a guy to navigate waters for me, because I can do it for myself. I've been doing it for myself. Seems like when people are in a relationship, it becomes kind of like a possession thing, where it's like, if I can't have you, no one else can. So if you're into a lot, if you have a partner that's into a lot, and then you try to possess them or you try to micromanage them, it's not going to work. And in answer to your question, why do women who are, you know, in a good position, why don't they go after guys that are often in a good position? That's a good question, but the statistics show that a lot of the brothers are down low. So you don't know technically what you're going to get. And, you know, it's very shallow in the dating pool. Let's just put it that way. So you guys are very fortunate to be happily married and with your partners, but I'm happily single and will probably remain this way until I die. And I'm okay with that. I've pretty much given up with the thought of ever finding anyone because there's nobody on my level who can handle me and the things I do. And me having no time to spend with them. Because, no offense, guys, but these guys are babies. Men are such babies. They cry like bitches. And that's such a turnoff. It is.
It must be an Arizona men thing.
Would you like to comment, sir? What do you think, G? What do you think?
I think it must be an Arizona men thing. That's what I think.
but
for real, I mean, my take on it is kind of like yours. There's really not much more I can say any different than what you done already said. I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, I wouldn't have a problem. I don't care. I wouldn't give a shit who's a breadwinner. Because at the end of the day, we put the two monies together and everybody's winning bread. You know, it's all about a team thing. So I think that a man that would have a problem with a woman in that situation, then I think the man is the one with the problem. It's a problem within himself. You know what I'm saying? Something he got to fight within himself.
Right.
You
definitely.
Know? And if he don't, and if he feels uncomfortable, then it's his. She can try to keep him from feeling uncomfortable, but he got to do whatever it is he got to do to not be uncomfortable.
He's got to stop being a bitch.
Yeah, I was just took the words right out of my mouth.
what I find interesting though is when there's a situation, let's say for instance, you have a man who is a carpenter or a man who whatever he does kind of seasonal work. So for maybe 6, 8, 9 months a year, rolling in dough, you understand? Maybe winter comes, you live somewhere where it's winter, it's wet forever. And then there are lean months, so that the money he's coming in, that he's bringing in, may not be as significant. I have found in talking to people over the years that a lot of women say they feel okay, but they really don't mean that after a while. I've heard a lot of bitching and moaning when, oh, I had to go into my state, I had to get this, I had to get that, when he may have been doing this year in, year out. But again, we love to say it's the man's job. If it's the man's job, then there should be equality on both ends. But I find that if a woman has to kind of take the reins for any length of time, it wears real thin really quickly. It has nothing to do with him doing his thing. It's just that, you know what, from February to September, I'm killing it. Maybe from October to January, I'm a little, and then she has an issue. So women say that. No, I wouldn't mind if I made more, if I did this, but you do. And I think it has a lot to do with what the standard we as men historically have set. I don't think it's just one-sided, but I am saying people want to change the narrative, yet it's easy to fall back into that same rhythm when the responsibility falls on your shoulders for too long. So, again, I think a lot of people are actually, their words and actions don't match up. It's easy to talk shit when you know you're writing checks with your man's money. It's easy to be cocky and go ball out because, you know, oh, he'll keep doing it, he'll keep making. But if he says, hey, I want to change pace, I want to shift up, I'm going to try to start my own business. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to venture into this unknown territory. Will you support me? Yeah, for a while, but that's where the whole, well, I was accustomed to living this way. I got used to this. I was, yeah, but the thing is, you would eat fucking Vienna sausage and tuna when you met him. He upgraded your ass to steak and lobster. Now, you might have to go back to burgers for a little bit, but he's not going to stay there. But if you don't ride that out, what kind of partner does that make up? So I think there has it has a lot to do with that right there. Now, that being said, I got to address my sister. Now, you said you don't need a man for anything. I realize you don't need a man for the rest. That's true. But of all the things you just named, other than, no, even with the toys, because I'm a man who loves to bring toys to the bedroom. You can ask anybody who knows me more than 5 minutes. That shit don't bother me at all. And ain't nothing with batteries to do that I can't do next to it. I see it. I ain't intimidated. I keep a pack of energizers. We gonna tear your ass up. That being said, you just got to say, you know, I don't need to change the flat because I can call AAA. I don't need to do X, Y, Z because I can call. Do you realize 99% of the people that you call to come do all of those things? He's standing up like George and I did. So, see, you might not need a specific man. You need a whole fucking plethora of men. But I get your point. You are your own person. But, see, I never tell people nobody's ever made it to the top alone. And that being said, you have your personal preferences and you know, okay, you have a pretty long grocery list of requirements, so you understand that that's going to be a difficult order to take. But at the same time, do you feel like that's deliberate? So, for instance, it almost seems like self-sabotage in the sense that you know you've got all these requirements, and therefore you pretty much go, you know what, I know ain't nobody going to meet them, so let me just put this out there in the universe, this is where I'm going to be. I get the fact that you're very selfish with your time. I think a lot of us that are busy are. But I also feel like you would be willing to parcel a little bit of that out for the right individual if that individual, I guess, would allow in. It's just you have this magnet on your, this thick neon sign on your forehead that says, bitch ass guys, please come to me. I don't know what it is. Maybe you could fucking with light skin, bitch. I think that's what it is, dude. But that's between you and the wall. I'm just saying, huh? I don't know. I'm
just
throwing it out there.
I know what I want. And with experience, I definitely know what I don't want. Now, I am open to finding that special someone. I just don't believe that he's out there. I don't think he exists. You know? I've been waiting for him for the last 40-plus years. If he's not going to show up, he's not going to show up. So well, I pretty much give up on that. I just want handsome.
Quit looking for Mr. Perfect, because all you're going to find is Mr. Almost.
I don't want Mr. Skidmore. I'm getting in my DMs here.
But you know, you're not the first individual who has said that felt a little bit of hope. But here's what I tell people. First of all, there are 50 states, 48 continents. Second of all, there are, 226 countries, something like that, or if not more. All that to say, I think we are quick to say, I've done, I've tried, I've exhausted my options. But you've actually limited yourself maybe to men who live in this country, who look like this, who do like, I don't know, I'm just kind of throwing that out there because to say, it's all as well. There is no man like that out there for me. And there are almost 8 billion people on this planet. I venture to say, yeah, you're probably wrong. It may seem like that, given that you may be bracketed right now by certain things, you know, obligations and whatnot. But not at all. Ah, come on. I can see how it can be, you know, frustrating, given that, look, I live here. I have to work here. I have to be here. So I'm limited on my time to travel or to, you know, venture out or do whatever. And again, the only thing I can say is I realize 2 things. One, you have to think outside of our box, which is kind of which is very uncomfortable. Because if you like a particular typeset, that may not be the perfect fit. Even we know what we like. We know what we want. We almost never know what we need. And to go back to your comment about George and I earlier, you're damn right they're lucky. They are lucky to have us. Lucky as shit. You're welcome. Anyway, I just want to throw that out there. Sometimes I feel like I gotta hit mine with a horseshoe to remind her ass, you know. But I think, you know, that the options are there, but in terms of organizing our priorities, and maybe you're being done a favor because you have all this on your plate. What do you have room for? You know how your grandma will say your eyes are big in your stomach, baby. Don't try to eat everything at the table on Thanksgiving. You've got a lot of shit going on in your life. So
yeah.
If Mr. Wright came along right now, I've told you this before, you would absolutely 100% unequivocally fuck it up. Because you're not ready, because you're not settled.
I don't know what a Mr. Wright is.
Because
I don't think he exists.
Right, but if he... Oh, well, Mr. Wright for you and Mr. Wright for someone else are two different people. They might be standing next to each other. There isn't one. Huh?
She can have them. He's not ready for them.
No, I said, no.
What the hell
with
Mr. Wright? Just go
Mr.
For Wright,
Mr. Wright someone,
now.
And you too. The thing is, if you're not open to something, what I'm saying is they could be brothers, they could be cousins, they could be friends. The two perfect people for you, and let's say you're out with a girlfriend, or you're hanging out with a cousin, you could both encounter another pair of guys and one to be perfect for you and one to be perfect for her, and not the opposite way, but you would not be ready or prepared because you've got so much professionally going on. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, you have to acknowledge it. You have to accept the fact that you've got a lot that you're pressing for right now in your professional life. So that you don't really have time. Because the one thing I catch you saying over and over and over again, no matter what we talk about, is you don't have time for them. You don't want to share time for them. They get upset. Guess what? I wouldn't be there either. I'd be out. I'd be like, listen, I'll call you on the weekend. I'll hit you when I come in town. You'll be cool. Because you can't be my main girl if you're telling me, hey, listen, I might see you today. I might not. Okay, that's fine. But if you say that for 3 weeks in a row or 3 months in a row, that's not your man. That's, you know, that's your friend with benefits. So... until you have the ability to either travel together, work together, something where you have time.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
You say it as if that's a bad thing.
No, but I'm telling you, you can't want one at both. I think it's a great thing. Considering your situation, see, it ain't nothing wrong with you right now, girl. Nothing at all.
I'd be cool, daughter. We believe in friends and benefits in this. Family.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. But if you're saying Mr. Wright ain't fan. Mr. Wright's not your friend with benefits. He's the one that makes you, you know, kill the benefits, if you will. And like you said, don't rush it. Because what I found is, like, and I didn't make this stuff, trust me, but that shit happens when you least expect it. That person comes along when you absolutely are not looking for him, do not really want to encounter him, and hope the guy gets to you. That's when it come along. That's exactly when they come along, scrub you over the head with that charm. You're like, damn, I didn't want to like anybody. I'm too busy. don't be like this.
What's funny is I'm 110% certain when she finds Mr. Wright, she ain't gonna know what to do with him.
Nah, she's going to be wilder. She's going to be tripping. She's going to scare the shit out of me because she's going to be scared. She's going to be like, something's wrong. Why? Because he's too perfect. He's too good. He's too good to be true. She's going to mess it up. She's going to make him think she's crazy. Right? She's going to end up being like, what's the one homeboy that called in? She's going to turn into that clown.
Right.
Because he'll appear to be too good to be true. And the thing is, it's not that they aren't or whatever, but we've all been viewed as perfect for someone until they finally learn that we weren't. Now, what do you do after that? It's great that new love phase, it's annoying. But after they find out, you know what? Yep, that person's human, and they have the exact same goofy habits as everyone else. Then you're kind of like settling. So you get to go through all that good stuff. It'll be fun. It'll be annoying because you're like a big control freak. So it'll be annoying.
Body, and then find out that they're a bitch. That's the biggest turnoff, you know? I don't want to
be. And that's But yeah, you know what? I think that's, I don't know. Again, I don't know what the magnet is with you, but I was just about to say before you said that, the guy that you're going to fall for, the guy that you're going to fall for is going to tell you no, and he's going to tell you, sit down. I got this. And you're going to be pissed off, and you're going to do it. You're going to do it.
Right.
Don't shake your head, because you know how many women have shaken their hand, but shit, I want, and next thing you know, but girl, can you believe I washed this man's underwear he left over my house? You damn right. That's what it's good, because he's going to make you want to do it, because he's going to do so much for you inside and out. You ain't got to say shit now. Call me and tell me I was right and hang the phone up. Don't tell me shit else. Call me and be like, Roger, I hate you. You were right. And hang up on me, because I know I'm right. And here's the thing. If anybody out there is listening, please
right.
call and confirm this. It's not, it ain't digging up nobody or big timing, but I promise you, the right man is going to make you want to do that stuff, because you're going to know he got it handled. If you start to call AAA, but if you don't hang that damn phone up, because he'll have that tire change in 5 minutes, he might take your shirt off and flex his pecs, make your ass wet, and y'all still make it to dinner. That's going to be the guy that's going to tell you to sit your ass still. You're going to be like, no, who are you talking to? And you're going to be like, this is what I bet you be still. Because you know later on, boy, you're going to be climbing the walls and shit. That's the man. But I don't know where you're going to find him, baby. I don't know where he's coming from. But I promise you, that's what you don't want to encounter that, I think because subconsciously we all know what our kryptonite would be. Your kryptonite would be a man who's like, what you got to do today? I got to do this work. I'm going to. Well, what you need help with? I'm working on this paper. Well, I'm going to stay up late with you. That's the guy that, because, you know what, I'm going to sit over here, watch my show, drink my brew, bring you a drink every now and then. I'm not going to bother you, but I'm going to be here if you need me. And you're not going to know that your head is going to be spinning. Because, like I said, your mama probably raised him right. He's probably been through a couple of ups and downs with women. He's probably going to be not exactly who you think he should be, looks-wise, whatever attribute, and he's going to blow your mind. And I'm going to laugh my ass off, and I can't wait to meet him. And I'm going to pour him a drink.
You
owe me a drink.
That was such a turn up when you were describing him, because that is exactly what I want, a guy that can... guy that can handle me, a guy that, like, a man, like.
You done made it all the way just talking about it.
A man's man. You want to know why? Because we're all from the same generation. We grew up listening to the music our parents played was kind of a soundtrack. And so we got to watch that. We watched our moms and dads, even when they got into it, or moms and boys, whoever, even when they got into it, you would watch your dad come back and try to edify your mom. Or your stepdad, or your stepmama, whoever, and be like, hey, mama's gonna cook. Well, these ones from now. He was mad as shit at her a minute ago, and she was probably wishing he would get hit by a bus. But then they'd turn around and be like, you know, your dad is the smartest man I know. You know, nobody works harder than your dad. That's what you want. But the thing is, your mom ran the house, but daddy was a king. And that's what I think a lot of these younger folks, and some of our generation don't understand either. See, I tell women all the time, I got nothing but respect. I tell my wife all the time, she got her own business, she does a lot of things. Like I said, she makes good money. Like I said, I was with her when she was nothing, and now she's everything, and I was riding the whole way. I remind her sometimes, two things. A, not your kid. B, goddamn it, you got my last name, I don't have yours, I don't care how y'all feel about that, but if you don't want to adhere to the rules in the Hawkins Kingdom, give my name back, and make the bricks. You can make $1 trillion, goddamn it, I still rule the roots. But that's because she's the boss. But I rule the fucking roots, and it'll never be nothing different. I'm conventional on some shit. But I'm old school on others. I'm contemporary on some others. It just is what it is. But the one thing I've talked to a lot of women about over the years is that very thing. It's not about hiking a chick. You ain't got to do all that. It's about the fact that you show up. A woman doesn't want to feel like, oh, my God, what's going to happen if he's going here? Can he handle the situation? Will he be able to speak to this person? Will he be able to do what he needs to do? I mean, there's a very, very primitive part of us that always wants that big, bad caveman to make sure he can the right club to take care of our woman. And so, like you said, the right guy is going to do all of that. Let you do your thing. Let you run with the ball. Let you drive whenever you want to. But at the same time, when he raises up and goes, hey, be cool. Right there. It ain't got nothing to do with, oh, it's got to do with I got this and I've got you. That means not anything to worry about. So sit down and be quiet. And let me take care of this so we can move on. That's how it should be. I think a lot of times our women lose faith in us because, you know, maybe we don't communicate if we're going through things. I think oftentimes if it's not understood that, hey, you know what, no matter what, I'm still riding with you on either side, then it can create a complete breakup of that partnership because I didn't feel supported by you. You didn't feel supported by me. But if you know, no matter what, you're not going to have to call people every time there. You're not going to have to call a plumber, an electrician, a mechanic, and you're not going to have to call a stockbroker. That's what you want. Well, shit, this man got 30 hats in the kit. He got to put them on. But that's what we're supposed to do. Some of us can, some of us can't. Some of us only got one hat we can wear. But I don't really see the idea of calling another man to my house to fix some shit unless it's way over my head, which is kind of, you know, that's just me. That's how I feel. I like to do that. I know George is kind of like that, too. He's kind of one of them jack-of-all-trade tinkerer type guys, too. We just like to take care and handle our own things. It makes us feel, you know, good about, you know, our particular things.
Oh, fuck that.
It may frustrate the hell out of you guys.
Fuck that. Speak for yourself. I done took all my damn hats off, goddammit. I'm getting old. I'll call a motherfucker.
I see that your ass done ass man cave. I see that.
Shit.
Okay, George,
used to be like that. Right.
George used to be like that. I'm going to quit talking.
Yeah.
Uncle George ain't doing it no more.
Hey, I started putting hats in the closet, goddammit.
Hey, for real, real talk, though. Yeah, I'm kind of like that, man. I mean, I do so much. I'm constantly, you know, fixing and building other people's stuff. It's like, shit, I do want to pay somebody to do mine. But the thing is, I have the know-how to do it in the instant. But that's where you need to be able to pay somebody else to do it is cool. Or I'll talk to somebody through it. I'll train you over the phone if I have to. But I get what you're saying. In the sense that you don't want to settle for less than a man. And clearly, you're attracted to alpha men, which good, bad, and different. You understand you, and that's something a lot of people don't. You understand who you are and what you need. Again, I am not telling people that, hey, go get you a Fred Flintstone who's going to, you know, yell and bellow, do all that shit, but just somebody who, you know, if you call, there's some kind of a solution. There's an answer. It's a partnership. Nobody likes to feel like I'm always coming up with answers and solutions alone, you know. But I know it, you know, every partnership goes kind of through that, you know, trying to figure out who's doing what. So, but I still want to come. Matter of fact, he owes me a drink. I ain't pouring him a drink. He's giving me a drink whenever he shows up, whoever the cat is. Just tell him, you bastard, you owe Roger a drink. I don't be like this.
You see, it's like I'm ready for a plus one, you know. I want to have a plus one. I want to have a guy that lets me be a woman where I don't have to, you know, be this strong boss. I can be just a woman, you know. I want a guy that makes me feel like a woman, makes me...
She wants to be Cinderella.
I do. I want to kiss in the face.
See? Now, see, earlier we said some guys want to be Prince Charming. Okay, but how many girls grow up wanting to be princesses? Now, my question to you is, how would you go about allowing that to happen when I'm pretty positive out the gate you're kind of a tough nut to crack? So how does one go about treating you like Cinderella if you only breathe in dragon fire in the beginning because, you know, you got a no business
right.
policy?
Right,
well,
right.
Just the approach that a guy would have. Like,
okay.
For example, I'm on these dating sites, right? And I'm on one called Agd in particular. That's where I met my last ex, who we were together for 4 years, 4 wasted years. And then the guy I was seeing, Jason, we're seeing each other off and on, but he's moving to Texas, so that will not turn into anything. But just the approach of different guys, like this one guy, his approach was, and I looked at pussy for hours and hours. Would you like that? And I'm just thinking, what? I even posted, I screenshotted that and posted on Facebook, like, this is it. This is what we have to choose from. Like, this is all there is. The dating pool
is
very low right now. I'm like, where are the gentlemen? Where are the handsome men? Where are the men with common sense? Like, where do they hang out? Because I need some GPS coordinates so I can go there, because what is being presented is not it.
The problem is, this is such a horrible, horrible time in history. I feel bad for my kids. I really do. Because, unfortunately, that's kind of what goes now. Look at this microwave, instant gratification. Hit one button, you can see everything society. There is nothing that has to be worked for. And, unfortunately, I'm sorry, I have to put that down on my young ladies. Because, guess what? We are stupid from birth to death. And so, we're going to go for the easiest, you know, score. And if you think about just how gratuitous the ass and titty shots are now and everything, everything's just being offered for free. Why do I have to work for it? I mean, if I was dating in this day and age, I probably would never be married simply because everything is too damn easy. And that comes from, unfortunately, our generation not showing our kids shit and not emphasizing why they should value who and what they are. So see, again, remember, we were the generation of babies having babies. And I'm not talking about our great grandparents when post Jim Crow and sharecropping and all that shit, you had to have a big family to work. I'm talking about after, you know, civil rights and boomers, we were the babies having babies, crack generation, all that bullshit. And now you've got, again, I say it all the time, three generations in one house and nobody's 50 years old. So you can't teach what you don't know. And unfortunately, the things that are at our kids' fingertips make them grow up into the remain dumb adults. And that's why you got somebody in their damn 40s going out the gate, not how you doing, not my name is, let me let you push it dollars an hour, would you like that? Because guess what? This young, ridiculous, quirky, goofy-ass generation, that's all you got to say. That's called game. George, the art of conversation is dead. We have to max days and weeks to get up on them. Yeah, I believe it.
Or the unwanted, like, why would I want a picture of your dick? One, I don't ask for it. Why would you just send me a picture of your dick? And it's always the ones that don't have much to offer. So if you're not well endowed, why would you photograph it and send it out to everybody?
But here's what I'm going to say. Do you know how many, you know, we all see comments from different sites and things like that. We know there are a lot of celebrities that have their own sites and fan pages and all that. Do you know how many thirsty-ass dudes and desperate-ass women are out there? They should all get together. Here's the thing. I can't count how many women see shit like that and go bananas. I want that. I think that there are people out there that are looking for just that. That's what they want. They want to see a picture of your dick. They want to know if you can fuck for hours, which no one can, but they can too. They want to know all these different things. And that's what they're looking for. But if you're looking for something of substance, it's a lot tougher of a fail. And unfortunately, the majority of these sites are just that. It's people that are legitimately looking to hook up, but they're trying to mask it with the whole, yeah, I'd like a relationship, all that bullshit. Just shoot me straight. If I'm out there like that, shoot me straight. You look pretty cool. I come in your town 3 times a year. We should fuck all those 3 times. Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. I've only had that done to me twice in my whole life. And I was younger and it blew my mind. When I was in college, it blew my mind. I'm like, yo, this is like adult woman honesty? It blew my mind. I had a beautiful woman tell me, I'm just in town. I want to fuck you. One, I scored you in KC, from KC. She was like, my husband's in the military. So we did it. She left and she never called back. And it tripped me out. Cause this chick, I don't use the word gorgeous very often. I've used it 3 times in my life. She was. And I was like, who damaged you? But she was serious about that. I respected the hell out of that, though. The thing is, at this particular point, a lot of people can't handle that. They don't want to contend with the fact that, you know what? Because here's what people say all the time. I don't have time to play games. I don't blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. Yes, the fuck you do, because that's what you're doing. everybody's gaming, and the number one game that people run is, I don't have time for games. That's the number one game. But
exactly.
Man, shoot someone straight. Shoot someone straight. You know what? Right now, I'm just looking for a maintenance man. Right now, you know, I'm looking for somebody who can go out and talk in public and not look like an idiot. Or you need to, or be on one of those, you know, I don't know, fucking Fish and Mingle, or what's the other one? Plenty of Fish. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure which ones you get on if you're looking strictly to get married. What's the Amish one? What's the Black Cowboy one? I don't know.
But at some point, you know, you're going to want to have a conversation. You know, if I can't hold a conversation with you, there's nothing really that's there. Because after after your pussy's licked, after your dick is sucked, it's like, what else is there? If you can't hold a conversation with your partner, then you guys don't have anything to build on. Because that's how you get to know each other. That's how you form that bond. That's how you know where each other's head is at. If you can't, if you use big words and they don't understand what those words mean, I mean, for me, you don't stand a chance.
Quit trying to build it and let it build itself.
Yep. You have to hold a conversation. Don't you talk to your wife?
Yes, that's our generation.
Yeah, but don't be
I agree.
You ain't got to beat the source, bitch, at the dinner table.
What?
No, but if that's part of your normal vocab,
exactly.
Do you have to dumb yourself? Do you dumb yourself down? I mean, don't get me wrong. I think we've all done that. I mean, and it's not deliberate, but if you have to dumb, like, again, there's always a, you know, there's always something somebody likes to do. There's some goofy Latin pages or some bullshit.
Unless he's deaf and you have to sign, you have to talk to each other. You have to communicate. You can't read a person's mind unless you're a mind reader. And when you meet somebody...
Say that again to all the women out there. Say it again.
Excuse me.
I dropped out of mind reading class because I didn't give a fuck. We don't do it, ladies. We don't do it. We don't even want to do it. We don't want to read your mind, and you damn sure don't want to know what's in ours. If you do what was in a man's head, you kill yourself right away because you couldn't live with the goofy shit we think about. You would just jump off a building. But I think what you're talking about, Crystal, you're right. It's just we call it chemistry. But we definitely were one of the last generations that had to understand the art of conversation. Which is why when I encounter youngsters now who play that role with the talking, I get a kick out of it. I get a really big kick out of some of these, you know, wannabe suave youngsters who do that because it's almost old school throwback to them. But we're like, that's what we did. So, yes, the art of conversation and chemistry is everything. You can develop good sexual chemistry. First of all, let me just put this out there. You fuck a woman's mind first. I don't know why people don't know that. But for those of y'all that didn't know it, you're welcome. I'm gonna fuck your mind first. Once I do that, your body belongs to me. I own it.
Exactly.
I know it, and I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
I will tell you that. And you look at me and go, who you think you are? Boy, you sure right. You're right, I'm right. Because this is the most powerful thing y'all got. This is y'all. This is y'all 80, 90% of the time. Crystal, how many times are you up at night thinking about stuff? Just your work, your life, your work. How many times?
Every night.
George, how many times do you have insomnia?
Nigga, I'm sleeping right now. What do you mean?
No,
nigga, I'm sleeping right now.
Oh, my God, George.
I rest my case.
No.
I rest my case.
What the hell are you talking about?
I can't take it. I rest my case. I rest this. George has just proven my point. Listen, let me tell you what a man is like. This is what a man is like right here. We like a light switch. We will shut the hell down on y'all ass. We'll shut down we will go to sleep mid-conversation. I've done it for years. I'll keep doing it, huh, and wake up and pretend I was right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is, you ladies, your mind never stops working. It's the beautiful thing about
never.
You going to. Because y'all are talking from sleep. The point I'm making is what you just said. This is how we get to you. This is you got to finesse, caress, and make love to that. And I'm sorry, but cats don't get that now. People want to flash money. People want to send dick pics. People want to talk. That's all this bull. And it's pathetic. It's horrible. But that's what they know. So I do understand your frustration. Look, you're a woman. I can only imagine. I'm a guy, and I get sick of hearing that shit. I've actually gone up to young people and going, really? That's what you got to offer? You're pitiful. I've told my son before. I go, man, if I was your age right now, you and all of your friends would hate me. I was like, I'll take all y'all women because none of y'all has a gift to gab. You guys are pathetic. But if the young ladies don't hold them to a higher standard, like, you know, back in our day, boy, you had to do some real live talking. You had to produce for a minute before you got in there. And then you got to promise not to tell. It was fun. It was a challenge. And it's really served us well over our lifetime. But, yeah, I do feel bad for that. But when you got somebody fucking almost 50 years old trying to send a dick pic talking about girl, I'm each pushing hours, nigga, how about you do yard work and make me breakfast, you dumbass? That's how you really get them shit. Women like a man that can cook. Don't ask her to cook. You cook. Shit.
Well, I mean, you guys know how it was with the guy that had called in, you know, and I was seeing him, and we were on the phone for 8 hours mm-hmm. when we first met, you know, so
right.
we had that chemistry as far as, like, the mind, and then he turned out to be a bitch. That's, like, the biggest turnoff is when you are into somebody, you like somebody, and then
all
the
that greatness.
You find out that
all
they
that,
are a bitch.
All that greatness lasted 24
that,
hours.
It did.
Right. Now, would you agree that it was just because he was trying too hard or he wanted to too badly? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no challenge to that. And I know women like a challenge just like men, but the thing is, you can't handle rejection, so it better not be too hard. See, we'll chase y'all. We'll run a marathon to catch y'all. Y'all might do a 100-meter, you know, slow speed walk. Y'all ain't going to chase because you can't appear to be going after someone. But, you'll know, sometimes you'll show interest, and then that's it. So what turns you off about him? Because he appeared to say all the right things for 8 hours, and then 4 hours, and then you do the lunch thing, and then
He was starting to say that he loved me. And now I thought that was bullshit. I thought that was too soon. And then when it was his birthday, and I had said, you know, we'd get a room and everything, which we did. I did. I went ahead and, you know, followed through because I try to be a woman of my word. And when he showed up and he's standing at the door and I'm just looking at him, I'm like, and he's like, aren't you going to hug me? And that was the first thing. And I'm looking at him like, in my mind, I'm saying, no, I don't want to touch you. I don't want your lips on me. I don't want your hands on me. It flipped.
Y'all didn't FaceTime? I mean, like, we have all these inventions that would allow you to see someone before you get to see them. So how were you so turned off upon that particular day? I know you knew what he looked like. Didn't you guys have lunch or something? I'm trying to figure it out. What happened?
Because he was begging for my affection. He was like, why don't you
kiss
me? Why aren't you hugging me? Why aren't you kissing me? I thought you loved me. And
he mentally turned you off.
Yeah,
I got you.
He was a bitch.
Ooh.
No one was a bitch.
He was a bitch.
I don't want a bitch.
I got you. I understand.
Bitch man.
And so see, gentlemen in the world out here, take note.
She want a roughneck.
My girl don't do bitch assness. She don't do she don't do no whole ass. She don't do bitch ass.
She want a roughneck. She want a roughneck.
I gotta watch those guys. Right. Hey, ain't I wrong with
right.
butt naked for Timberland?
Damn
right. Get that traction.
Yeah,
we should take a poll. By show of hands, how many brothers out there that put Timberlands on so you can get some traction on the hardwood floor so you can back it on up and just come in? Hi-yow! I just want to know. Only reason I bought a pair.
But it's like, you know, it's a turn off when you like a guy and he turns out to be soft. You don't want a softie. You want somebody that can manhandle. That's it. I want to be manhandled. You know, drag me by my hair.
There it is.
Show me.
There it is.
Grab me by the back of my head and just don't make love to me. Just fuck the
shit out
of me.
I'm about to gouge my eye out with a spoon.
George, cover your ears. George, cover your ears. No, I keep telling
you. Let
me
take these off.
George is about to be ill. He can't stand his cousin talk like this. Listen, though, I'm going to be honest with you. Ever since I made it into and through my 30s, and definitely 40s, I have encountered so many women that have that, I don't want to call it pent-up frustration and repression, but that's kind of what it is in the sense of, you know what, do that. Now, here's the problem. A lot of people talk about this subject, and it goes back and forth. I have an issue, especially in this day and age, when nothing is taboo, so you should not be afraid, ashamed, don't nobody give a shit what your mama, daddy, G, whoever's up there looking down is going to think. If anything, they're going to be like, oh, this is the good part right here. So when... if you want something, you got to let that shit be known. I'm not saying it has to be in the heat of the moment. Let that shit be known. People that go together for years, people that wish to come on forever and just know something about that person. And then the very next individual they get with is doing circus tricks with that ass. And you look back and go, she never did X, Y, Z. Now, the problem is we can all get very comfortable. But I'm here to tell you, if there is something that your partner is really into and it's an absolute no for you, but they're really into it, don't think they're not going to do it. They're not going to be with your ass the rest of their life and not do what, not grab no hair, not put a forearm in the back of the neck, not talk through gritted teeth and try to give you some prison sex. I mean, some people want different shit. And if that's not your thing, you got to be prepared for that in confession.
Everybody has an inner freak. And they want a partner that's going to bring the freak out. Period.
Right.
You want to be a freak in the bedroom. You want to do Kama Sutra. You want to do somersaults. You want to do this position, that position. You want to be open to try new things. But you need a partner that's going to bring that out of you. I want a guy his bones. I want a guy that when I see him, I know what's about to happen in the bedroom. Can't wait to get him alone. Can't wait to throw him on the bed and have my way with him. That's what I want. That's the kind of guy I want. And I'm like, where the hell is he?
Are you willing to, when you get to that point, now I don't know if you've gotten to that point, when you get to that point, you don't have to, I mean, without saying right now, I need this kind of urge, are you willing to be open about that, like in conversation? Obviously not right before you do it. But I'm just saying, if people say, hey, what's something that you really like? Or what's a fantasy? Or what's a whatever? See, people like to start with that. And then people go, you know, I just want to hold hands and walk and get that bullshit. Instead of saying what you just said, you know what? I'm be honest with you. You know, I ain't really encountered nobody. I've never broken a bedroom closet door yet, but I'm down for doing it. You think shit, we should go break some shit. Like, you need, and I get it, you guys have to be comfortable. But see, once again, when people say that, I need this, I need that, you know what it is? 99% of the time, it's a woman saying, I need a man to do X, Y, Z. We are expected to wear that hat as well. We got to be the sexual proprietor of all things, you know, freaky and nasty, and the, you know, the storefront, and the keeper of all the goods and knowledge. But if you don't speak on it, how are we supposed to know what your thing is? All right? So let's, you know, we'll get back to that in a second, though. Like I said, I know we got to pay, you know, pay some bills and do the things. So, CB, what you got, Mom?
All right. If you're just joining us, you're listening to CB and the Boys. We come to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivator here on Blog Talk Radio. We are also streaming live on Facebook as well as YouTube and Bego Live. So welcome to everyone who is watching us at this moment. You can also catch us on playback on iHeartRadio. And we also need to go to those platforms and like us and subscribe. Please go to YouTube, like us and subscribe. Go to Blog Talk Radio, like us and subscribe. What is that? And please go to our Facebook, like us, and subscribe. We also have an Instagram channel, CBN The Boys Radio Show. Please go to that channel also and like us and subscribe. We love that you guys have been rocking with us over a year now. We celebrated our one-year anniversary in February. Your love and support mean the world to us, and we appreciate it, but we still have work to do. So now, like us and subscribe so we can do more. And don't forget to check out Royal Caribbean Cruise, going to Labadee, Haiti. If you want to cruise with CB and the boys, then definitely check it out. And send us a DM or an email, and we'll give you all the information. So back to the show. So next we have a music break coming up. And in light of what we are talking about, this would be the most appropriate song that I can think of. And here is MC Light and Roughneck.
Lying about the light, how we
You stupid. You're absolutely stupid.
I got problems. I got problems.
Absolutely stupid.
I don't know. Let me get my tips. Man, y'all got me going now. Let me go get my tips. I got problems. Don't mind me. Don't mind me. That's what she wants, though. She wants some kicks. She did not tell you to look at this kid. She's complaining. Well, you play too much. Yeah, I know. I heard about it. See, the older, it ain't the older we get, the freakier. It's just the less we give a shit. I have been told by I don't know how many women over the age of 30, especially maybe hitting 40 and above, that are like, they're like, I'm done with that. Like, they don't care about that other stuff anymore. Like, they used to be worried about what people thought in their 20s, and then they got to their 30s, and they're like, yeah, and y'all are all messed up, too. Then you start learning about what other people went through, and you're like, man, shit, we all the same in that respect. It's just who's got the balls to venture out and live their life. And this is when you turn into that whole, hey, when you, hey, you tell somebody, hey, boy, you better pack a lunch when you come over here, because it's about to be like that. Shit. I come to bed with a sandwich and some grape Kool-Aid. Nigga, in case y'all didn't know, grape Kool-Aid is the best refinishable. But, yeah.
But, you know, I agree with you.
That's weird.
We are at that age where we just, it is what it is. And, but the thing is, there's nothing wrong with wanting more. See, you guys are married. That's all there is. But with me, I'm single. I still have some pickings out there. The pickings are very slim, I'll admit. It's quite disappointing. Quite disappointing. Quite disappointing. But
I just don't agree. I don't agree. And, I mean, look, I know single people just like you. I know single people. And everybody claims to be looking for the same thing. I don't know that everybody's telling the truth, but the funny thing is when people claim to be looking for the same thing, you have to ask yourself, okay, what do I keep repeating? Now, again, sometimes you just fall into who you fall into with. You know, you encounter your spouse just doing whatever. It's not intentional. But when you're intentional about being happy with yourself, everything else will come into play. So if you keep going the routes you're going, getting your stuff together, doing what we do, don't worry about that. I mean, I get the fact that, like, look, I want to enjoy myself as I'm looking, but, you know, just like I said, when it's time, it's going to happen. It'll happen. Because right now, I think you got all your stuff. You got to shuffle your cards and get your deck in order. You got a lot going on, and that's great. That's the good thing about it. So, like we said earlier, I just really think that even though that's what you want, it's probably not what you need right now simply because you don't have time to water that plant. You should consider yourself fortunate that you haven't met that right, perfect guy, because I think you would probably bomb it because you don't have the time to commit to him. When you're ready, when you're like this, I'm ready to share my time. We're going to be like, oh, shit. But that means we will have gotten a lot accomplished and you'll be comfortable where you are right now. You say it all the time. That's your number one phrase. I don't have time for him. I don't have time for him. So you can thank your lucky stars or Yahweh or whoever that person's still out there kind of waiting in the wind, thinking the same thing you're thinking. Because right now, like I said, you would mess it up, and then I would have to get a drink from somebody else later on. So you're welcome.
Yeah, I would mess it up. I admit that. I would totally sabotage it. And I wouldn't think twice about it. I wouldn't care. But
there you go.
But I do want a plus one. I don't want a relationship. That's the key.
Right.
I don't want a relationship. I want fun. I want a companion, someone that we can go out, hang out with, somebody that wine me, dine me, you know, without
69
all the...
Me. Say it. 69 me. I'm sorry.
You know?
I'm sorry.
Just somebody to date exclusively. And not, you know, date him and him and him and him and just date one. But I don't think there's just one that could satisfy me. Because I really have a problem with being monogamous. I am not. Nah.
Hold the phone. So let me get this straight. You want Mr. Wright.
Hold the phone.
But you want Mr. Wright just to be your plus one and not be like your everything, your all-encompassing everything. You just want the perfect guy to date and the perfect guy to hang out with and kick it with. But he has to understand y'all are perfect for each other, but it's not going to go any further.
Yep.
Yeah, good luck at you. Good luck at you. Now I understand. Now I understand why your ass is stymied. Because let me tell you something. Any brother that cold is going to be so this is what we doing. Don't get me wrong.
Officer mine.
The thing is, you can have all that, but you ain't going to get that shit in one person. I'm sorry. Look, if you build a bear, baby, if you build a bear, you got it made. If you want the buff brother who gives you some fresh out of jail sex, and you can get him, but he's dumb and can't read. If you want the educated brother that you can take place with his glasses on,
here's what you do.
But
I got the solution. I got the solution for you. I want you to get a pen and a paper and write down 20 things that you want in that perfect man. Then I want you to go find 20 niggas that got one of those things. And put them bitches on the calendar. And name them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Name them January, February, March, April, May. Damn. I was going to say 10. Jesus, for real. All that proves is you should really still be having a fun dating, but you can't. One minute you can't be like, I don't want to date all these guys, but the next minute be like, shit, I don't want to deal with the same person. Like, yeah, you got yourself confused. Like, I get that you want a dude that can be all the, again, wear different hats: lover, friend, partner, confidant. And there are some of us out there, but we come at a cost, and like I said, we're paying the ass too. It's just, like I said, you happen to be able to encompass some of that. But, what you asking for, shit, you asking for the same shit that most dudes ask for. We would love that. Oh, my God. We love what you're talking about. We love what you are speaking on. Just saying. I don't know, though. But he right there, though. I mean, that, when that narrows down again, and I'm not telling you to do it anytime soon.
I need this right here.
Coach.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what it is. This is what she needs. I'm just saying.
Take
it down to Bunche.
You've been working all day. I know you wanna complain. I'll be there for you to hear you call my name. I can work around.
Like that, do you think women should be more forthcoming? Because here's the thing, what cracks me up is we pick and choose. We adults pick and choose when we want to be forward, when we want to be old school and all the bullshit. I want to be wined and dined, and I want to be courted and all this bullshit. But then we get frustrated if we don't get what we want, but a closed mouth doesn't get fed. So in this day and age, do you think women should kind of toss that to the wind and say, look, go for what you want. Because I know a lot of people still feel like, you know what, if he doesn't see me over here standing being me, then he's still not interested. And those are the dumbasses that get mad when an ugly dude is walking with, you know, when that fine dude that they want is walking with a less than, you know, someone that they think is beneath them, and vice versa with guys and girls. You go, how the hell did he get hurt? He opened his mouth. He stepped forward. He wasn't too cool for school. He wasn't hanging with his boys. Same thing with ladies. You with your girls, and you know, let's be honest. A group of black women is easily as formidable as a pack of damn lions if you see them together. You don't want to go walk up and talk to one because you got to listen and hear all. So that in and of itself is a challenge. But I'm just saying, if you know what you want, you know, are you willing to walk up and speak on it? Because I feel like a lot of these individuals come at you, just you being you, they come to you, they come at you, and that's what's attractive to you. Have you ever entertained, you know, rolling up on somebody who may or may not be in your particular line of vision and say, hey, you know, how you doing? What's up? You know, just speaking. Or is that, like, not your thing? Because, you know, maybe you're traditional in that respect.
Well, when I used to go to the clubs with my friends, they would be sitting at the tables waiting for the guys to come to them. And me, I feel like if you pay to get in somewhere or, you know, you're there to have a good time, you want to do that. So what I did was I always went up to the guys and said, hey, you want to dance? And I ended up dancing all night long where everybody else was just sitting there waiting for a guy to come and ask them to dance. I would just ask the guys, hey, you want to dance? You know, oh, man, this is my song. Let's dance. And they would come out there and dance, and we would just have fun. It's like when you sit there and overanalyze it, like, oh, man, he's coming to talk to me. You know, this could be the start of something big. If you approach it that way, it's not going to be. But if you go out there with the mentality that I'm just going to have fun, let the chips fall where they may, you never know what you can do until you get out there and try. And I ended up dancing all night long. Whenever I go out, I dance all night long because I'm not a wallflower. I am the party, okay? And that's just me. So I'm not afraid to go up to a guy and say, hey, you want to dance? Or, ooh, you're fine. Can I have your number? You know, I've never been afraid to approach a guy, and surprisingly, And I would say, no, not surprisingly, because I think a guy likes a confident woman. That's one thing that turns a guy on is a woman that has confidence, and I exude confidence. And when I walk in there, I know that I am the baddest chick, whether I am or not, but to me, I am. And I show that. I don't shy away. You know, I go for what I want. If I see something I want, I go for it. And you know, what's the most they can say? No. And that's never happened. So usually I walk away with the phone numbers, the correct phone numbers. And usually I walk away knowing that I had fun that night, dancing, you know, good conversation, and I don't overanalyze anything. And a lot of women, when they go out, they are on the prowl, and they are trying to find that special someone. But if you overanalyze it and you put too much into it, then you're going to walk away with nothing. And it will be on your own fault. You can't sit there and wait, you know, for a guy to come to you. Sometimes you got to go for it and just have fun. And just, you know, you got to get out of your head. And that would be the best advice I could give to the ladies. Get out of your head. When you go out, just go with the mentality that you're going to have fun. If you're going out with your girls, have fun with your girls and let your girls watch you shine, since they want to sit at the table drinking and socializing instead of being out there enjoying life, having fun. That's on them. It's all about perspective, and everyone has a prerogative to do whatever they want, and it's about stepping out of your comfort zone. And it's important to step out of your comfort zone, because if you stay doing the same thing and expect something different to happen, well, it's not going to. Sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone and try something different. Try something new. Change is good. We all have to evolve to get better. So, you know, you can put that into play as far as dating and being single or trying to find that special someone. if that special someone even exists. It's all a matter of perspectives, I would say. Can't hear you, Raj. Can't hear you.
Sorry, I was singing. but of all the people that you've been with on these sites, how many have you reached out to first?
Me, none. They all approach me, and I only answer back to those who approach me correctly. So if your first pickup line is, can I lick your pussy, then you're not going to get a response back.
Okay. So,
this is not going to happen. Or if you sent a dick pic and I didn't ask for it, you're definitely not going to get a response back. You're going to get blocked. And I've blocked a lot of people. So it just depends on how they approach me. I like the traditional hi. What happened to hi? Can we not just say hi? When you first meet someone,
say hi, then send a dick pic, or they just say hi?
Just
hi.
If someone says hi, they get a hi back, and then it's up to them to continue the conversation. I'm not going
to continue the conversation. So you're not. You're saying you're completely against reaching out first?
Yeah, because I haven't seen anyone that I'd want to reach out to.
But
the way that I see these guys is they're in my DMs and they leave me all these messages saying they want to get with me, and I only respond back to the ones that are normal, you know, human. Because there's some weirdos on these sites. Like, seriously, you never know what you're going to get.
We reduced it to that, huh? Can I get a human? Can I get a human, please?
Yeah. The struggle is real. The struggle is definitely real.
You wouldn't be opposed. So you wouldn't be opposed to reaching out.
If I saw someone that I'd be interested in that already liked me, sure, I would, you know, it's like Tinder. They give you a chance where you can, like, swipe through and you put the ones to the right that you're interested in and just knock off the ones to the left. They can go wherever. And you have that opportunity. And if the person that you put off to the right already likes you, then it pops up that it's a match, it's a match, it's a match. So, I mean, I've done that, and then usually they end up reaching out to me, like, I saw you liked me, thank you. Like, something stupid like that. I'm like, wow. Okay.
So I guess
definitely.
My thing is, the people that are reaching out to you are not worth it. So, maybe you were to go outside of your box and reach out to someone, the result might be a little different. But again, I guess if you're looking at profiles, you have to get profiles that match up. So, again, I'm just shooting in the dark, 'cause I don't know. On your profile, are you making it known that you are looking for, you know, what you described earlier, or are you thinking that they're saying, hey, you know what, I'm looking for Mr. One and Only Lifetime, they're looking for the same thing, or are you saying, hey, I'm definitely looking for the person who fits my bill, but understand that, like, being monogamous and going down the aisle and all that shit is in the distant future, if at all?
Well, on my profile, I say, number one, I have an ice box where my heart used to be. And I tell them that I'm not looking for a relationship. However, that being said, I'm not opposed to seeing where something could go. Not, per se, what I'm mainly looking for. I'm looking for friendship first, and if something should grow out of that, then I'm not opposed to letting that happen. But
Why don't you just tell them you're looking for full-time dick in a part-time relationship?
There you go.
But I don't want a relationship.
I mean, because that's what it is. That's what it is.
But, you know, the thing about it is that's really what it boils down to, because you're already telling people, look, I'm a little bit jaded, so here's what I'm going for. So when you tell people that, you are instantly going to get the guys that are going, fuck it, let me throw her my dick pic because she ain't trying to get real and I'm not trying to get real, so let's do what we do and be out. The problem is you're going to get a bunch of clowns instead of someone who's like, look, I understand where you are. I've been there or I am there. Maybe we could link up and it may turn into something. It's kind of a crapshoot.
Hmm. I mean, I guess. I mean,
she wants somebody that's going to be a part-time lover and that's going to wait until she's ready for a full-time lover.
Well, because I think it's kind of misleading. I'm speaking as a man. It sounds kind of misleading because if I get there and I say, you know what, I'm not really looking for anything long term. First of all, everybody starts out with the I want to be friend. I look for friendship because I'm going to say this. Listen, I hope enough people are listening, and if not, I hope they replay it because I would love the feedback. It's fun. Here we go. Women be whores on their own terms. I'll say that again for those who missed it. Women want to be whores on their own terms. So,
that's
the nice way of putting it. That's how mom and them say to be a lady in the streets, be a freak in the streets. Fuck that. Let me tell you the truth, because I've talked to many and dealt with a few outside. If we come at you, it's like, oh, that's all you want. I see what you want, blah, blah, blah. Now, technically, they, like I said, y'all better be glad I'm not on a dating scene like that, because I would tell somebody straight up, that's what you want pretty fucking much. Don't need you for nothing. But even way back when we had to put the game in your teens and 20s, you had to talk into it. What I've learned is because of the stigma behind being sexually liberated, you do have to kind of toe a certain line. Women do, and I know you do, and I'm not taking that away from you. But what I've realized over the years is the older we get, the more liberated we become, the more you hear women talk, reclaiming that, going, nah, I just want this. I just want that. I want him to do this. I want him to do that. I like that. I think we all like that. But just call it what it is. Don't sit there and try to be, you know, prim and proper when you really want to get beast fucked on Thursday because you're bored from the day that you had on Tuesday. Just say what it is. You want to be a whore on your own term. I want to fuck you, but I really want to fuck your brother, but I can't do that right now. Say what it is, but I understand we place a certain value on our women. And if you act like we do, then that's like, ugh. So I get that you have to toe a certain line. But in a situation like this, this is where you need to be 100 with somebody, because otherwise you're going to keep on getting dick pic boy and let me eat the pussy guy, when quite frankly anybody can do that. But what else can you bring to the table? So that's what I mean by being 100 about it. And I think here's the thing. Men lie badly, but we lie often. Women lie by omission. You leave shit out, expect us to fill in the blanks, and that's a bullshit puzzle that we don't want to do. I'm not into crosswords or fucking soda coupe. And so because of that, you have to be straight up with me. So when women get to talking that, I ain't got time for games. I mean, you do. You play the same fucking game. It's called, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you assume and make a decision, and then I'll judge you based on it. Well, from all the single men out there, I'll speak for them because they ain't going to say it because they still trying to land people. Fuck you. Don't do that to someone. And so I think, what's that?
No, I was going to say that. You know, everybody has a time. Oh, and you want somebody that is going to make you want to open your legs, not, you know, lock them down. You want somebody that is going to make you want to open up and give yourself to them. You want somebody that can do that. And I don't think he exists for me. Here's a music break. Here's Bella Porch and Build-A-Bitch, because this is not Build-A-Bitch. You don't get to pick and choose. Here we go.
This ain't build a bitch. You don't get to pick and choose. This my ass and baby boobs. If my eyes are bright and blue. This ain't build a bitch.
people that are determined to be one thing one way or the other. I'm not saying which side is better. I think what I am saying is, you know, being candid will get you a lot further than kind of doing the whole, and I have to assume, because if something goes wrong, I don't look like the loser in this. And I think a lot of people do, a lot of us people play the safe route. I got a good friend like that. You know why he gets 100%. He gets 100% approval from the women he dates. You want to know why? He will not approach them. He will sit in the corner. He will stare, and he will give them what we call the booty eye. That means, I want the booty. I'm gonna give you the eye until you notice me and kind of fly into the Venus fly trap. Now, I'm not gonna call him out because that's my guy, but he knows what I'm talking about. We laugh about it because it's 100%. Because he won't talk to anybody first. So over the span of your life, yeah, you can say, I ain't never been rejected. I ain't never been rejected. I'm not even talking about stories, but you that same fucker. But listen, I'm not going to talk shit. Listen, I found 98. Of my life, I've been the same way. I swear to God, don't let me talk shit to y'all. I've probably literally done that twice in my life, approach people. I really probably have. And again, it's because we can't handle rejection. I admire people, men, women. I admire people that can walk to somebody and go, hey, how you doing? What's your name? She goes, I'm not interested. All right, that's cool. And walk somewhere else and goes, hey, you want to dance? No, nope, that's cool. Those people are fucking superheroes to me. Because you got balls like church bells to be able to do that and keep going. And for the person who can do that, I think it's amazing. I'm not built like that. I think most of us aren't built like that. We're like, oh, rejection, oh, no. And I know a lot of people are fragile and will not admit it. I've probably legitimately done it 2 or 3 times in my life where I approached someone because that person was that whatever to me. They were that intriguing, mesmerizing. Something about them, literally. I mean, they were very far spaced out. Let me put it like this. Only one of them happened as a legal adult. the whole idea of going, I'm going to set the trap, but I'm not going to do anything but sit here and just be cool or be cute or whatever. And again, it's easy to say, you know what, I'll dance with anybody, because if you a dance is a dance until you make more of it. How you doing? You look nice. All good until you say, hey, do you have a woman? It's different. I know it's different. We've all done it. And so I get it. I can't talk shit to anybody because I know how hard that is. Like I said, I admire people that have the balls to be able to be like, hey, you got a man? No? Hey, well, what do you think? I mean, those guys are, because again, we call it game in our generation. We call it having game. And like a lot of people have to anymore, because all you have to do is fucking get on your phone or whatever and just talk some shit. It's easy to be bold behind a screen. It takes some big ones to walk up to someone in person and say, how you doing? My name is Roger. Are you here with anybody? Can I get you? That shit takes balls. But that whole, you know, pick your phone up and that's trash. But that's the easiest way to date now. It's so easy now. It's not even a big to do. Like, that's what's funny. So I'm just thinking outside the box in terms of how to kind of how to break up this vicious cycle that we're going through, because when they come to you, it never seems to go quite with. Apparently a certain type is attracted to you. Maybe that type is attracted to your strength, believe it or not. The people that you end up going, oh, he's a bitch, whatever, they may be attracted to your strength. So why don't you kind of jump around that and go, okay, let me see whose strength or whose level I'm attracted to, and me reach out. I think that you may find yourself in a different boat. It's uncomfortable, which is what causes growth, discomfort, but I think the result may end up being better because you initiate it, and then you say, hey, I've seen something. And I think the scary part is the whole idea that you feel like there's somebody in the universe that goes, man, this chick came with me and I had to let her down and all this blah, blah, blah shit. But again, at our age, does that really matter? Does it really matter if someone thinks you're trying? No, it does not. Is it going to change your life? Is it going to shorten your breath by? No, no. So, I mean, yeah, no. I feel like take a chance. Look. I'm taking a chance. When we do the festival next year, I'm bringing my Afro wig. Hell, I might bring my Daisy Dukes. Fuck y'all. I'm sexy. I'm bringing my assless pants in honor of Prince. Don't act like that. Don't be like that.
Hey, so let me turn the page here and ask you a question. I want to get y'all's takes and thoughts on the situation with Dr. Dre and his daughter, and the fact that she's homeless and he ain't helping her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what you think about that?
Did you hear the story, Crystal? Do you know what's up? You know what went on?
Apparently she was living in a car and...
A rented car.
A rented car. And she was, first of all, when you think about it, it says it's an exclusive, and this is in Daily Mail. Dr. Dre's eldest daughter, who's age 38, reveals she's homeless, living out of her SUV rental, and hasn't received a dime from him in 18 months, despite repeated pleas for help. So she's asked her dad for help. I guess she's his estranged daughter. And her name is... Let's see. She gets $300,000 a month. Her mother gets $300,000 a month for spousal support. So evidently no one is helping her or giving her any money. Her name is LaTanya Young. She's 38. She works as a delivery driver for DoorDash and Uber Eats and as an assembler at a warehouse, but claims that she can't afford to secure an apartment in California, which I can believe because the cost of living in California is ridiculous. and she's living in a rental vehicle. The single mother of four told DailyMail.com that she has repeatedly asked her producer dad, who is said to be worth a colossal $800 million, for financial help, but she has not received a dime in 18 months. LaTanya is Dr. Dre's daughter by Lisa Johnson, age 53. The couple split when LaTanya was 5 years old. She has not seen her famous father, whose legal name is Andre Rommel Young, in 18 years, and doesn't even have his cell phone number, admitting that she has to communicate with him through his team. Wow, that's kind of messed up. So LaTanya has four kids. LaTanya, mama of Tatiana, 16, Rihanna, 13, DeAndre, 8, who is named after his grandfather, and Jason, the third, who's age 3, said, I've been working in a warehouse and doing Uber Eats and DoorDash. My kids are staying with friends. They are not living in the car. It's just me, she told DailyMail.com. I'm taking odd jobs just to make it now. I got paid $15 an hour as an assembler at the warehouse. I'm trying to keep my head above water. I've been in debt for a while. LaTanya said she now fears she will lose her rental car as she has not been able to make payments. The car is a pretty penny, she said. It's an SUV that costs $2,300 for 3 weeks. Number one, what? And I only pay for 1 week. Sooner or later, they're going to take the car. LaTanya moved with her kids from Nevada to California a month ago in the hope that she would earn better money after her work dried up. The wage is higher in California. There was no work in Nevada. There weren't enough jobs. I have friends and family that will let us come back and forth, but the majority of the time I'm living out of my car, she added. That's crazy.
So my thing is, my first thought is, what are you doing that your whole family's not fucking with you?
Boom. Mm. That part. Keep going.
Yeah.
That's my first thought.
She
there
said
got to be some extra shit going on that you ain't telling DailyNews.com.
Right. She says she's been asking Dr. Gray's lawyer for help, but he has told her that since she has spoken about her father to the press in the past, he will not give her a dime. Some type of controversy, but it doesn't say what.
So the pure question is, as parents, do you feel like you're obligated to take care of your grown-ass kids?
Well, as parents, you want to protect your children from the world. But in this situation, it's kind of different because he wasn't in her life at all. She hasn't seen him for 18 years, she said. So this situation is kind of different. It seems like maybe he tried with her and she caused some controversy in the past is the feel that I'm getting off of this. But as far as, you know, being obligated to take care of your grown children, as their mother, yeah, I'm willing to help my kids as long as they need me. But luckily, and I'm very proud of my children, that they're independent. And they don't have to ask me for anything. I want to help my kids as long as I can.
Keyword there was willing.
Yeah.
You said you're willing to. But do you think you're obligated to?
No.
Right.
No.
That's the part right there. And again, like George said, there's something not being said because clearly in the past she's run her mouth because like anybody with money, there's always going to be someone trying to get paid off of your fame, she went that route. She tried to kind of defame and all that shit to make money, go to the press and all that, shit talking. The fact that you're 38 and your four kids have somewhere to stay, and you don't, nobody likes this chick, which means it's her. Everybody's trying to get money out of Dre because Dre is got a bunch of money. I totally understand that. And you know what? let my two girls, let one of them go that route. I'll cut your ass like the motherfucking cleaver coming from the bush. You can't do that because you have just basically shown your disloyalty to someone. I don't have anything for you. I don't care who you are. You get one shot at doing that, and then I'm cutting you off. So people get mad and go, oh, he should do this, that, and third. He's got the money to do it. You want to know what? You want to know why he's got that money? Because he doesn't give it to everybody. I don't understand why people think someone that gets rich is obligated to bring everybody, elevate everyone from their family, from the hood. That's bullshit. They didn't work to get that the way you did. Listen, I'm not obligated to my family. I love my family. I will do what I can to help anybody that I deem worthy. But it is not my place to elevate them. If I have $1 million, it's not my place to give everybody in my family $100,000. Because guess what? You're going to be broke again. That's not how rich people stay rich. Just because that's your father, first of all, she's 38. Let's talk about you're damn near 40. And you're still calling your daddy? That's a failure, except you didn't have anything to do with it. I raised my kids. And so if at 38 they come to me, I'm going to have a problem with that. Unless something really dramatic happens, I'm going to have a problem because that means I didn't raise you to be self-sufficient. I got your back under any circumstance, but you can't go out there and drag me and then expect me to come through and go, oh, yes, nope, you're gone, you're done. I'm not doing that shit. And so people are going to take, they're going to change sides. But again, like George and I both just said, you have four children living with friends, but your ass is in. That means nobody likes her. She's not likable. She's not likable to the point that they'll be like, we'll take your kid, fuck you. You're not likable. That means she's a whole hot mess. And then you move from Nevada, which has lower cost of living, to California thinking or hoping. Look, if she was smart, she'd have rented the vehicle here and driven it and kept it for a month. But her dumb ass went out there and did it. See, she's not overly intelligent anyway. See, I have a problem. I'm allergic to motherfuckers. I'm allergic to stupid people. Well, I am. You don't even have good common sense. So, and then second of all, if your mother is getting $300,000 a month, we'll talk about that another day because they're going to be mad at me because, listen, I might have got that bitch snuffed for $100,000 because, she's a whole other story. But anyway, and your mother's not giving you money? Let me be paying my wife or ex-wife or anybody $300,000 if my kids still want for something. Look, all you motherfuckers taking a long walk off a short pier is fucking with me.
Right. That part.
Her mom, her blood, the person who gave her life isn't giving her money. Don't you think that there's something wrong with her? There's clearly something wrong with her. Because nobody wants to deal with her. Sometimes you have to cut your loss with people. So, yeah, all that to say, oh, well, I mean, my kids know, listen, I'm a pushover. I'm the biggest pushover in the world when it comes to my kids. I'm an asshole to everybody else. I'm a pushover with my kids until I straighten up and say do something right now or that's it. They know when daddy's playing, and they know when, oh, he's about to put holes in shit. And the fact of the matter is she stepped over that line. And if you didn't have a relationship with your dad for 2 decades, and now all of a sudden you're trying to get the public you're playing the sympathy card, get out of here. You're 38. You should have the shit figured out by now. You got four kids. I hate to say it, but she probably got at least 3 baby daddies, if not 4. So, is he obligated if several of them cats are around and ain't nobody helping her? Like, what? Talk to me.
Let me interject right quick and let me correct something. Okay, so I read this wrong. So his ex-wife, he was just ordered to pay his ex-wife $300,000 a month in spousal support. So it's not his daughter's mother. It's his ex-wife. He's going through a bitter divorce right now. So it just says who her mother is, but her mother's not getting anything because they were never married. But it's just crazy that this girl, and she's, like, doing all these interviews and stuff, it looks like, with all these tabloids and news things where she's speaking out about her dad. So she's causing controversy.
But that's why he won't mess with her. Because look,
yeah,
you can't bite the hand that feeds you. And that's
exactly
why nobody's fooling.
That
everybody
part
wants to do that. I'm going to sell a picture or a story to the Inquirer or to whoever pays me. That money is gone like that. Now you got to sell your
right
soul again. The problem is you're not going to get a second chance to do me like that. And Dre, he cut her off. So guess what? Piss on her. I don't think too many people feel bad for her. I really don't. She's crying and trying to play the sympathy card. But you know what? Shit ain't going to happen. Shit just ain't going to happen.
Why would you rent a car for $2,300? You know,
I believe that it's bogus. I don't believe, first of all, she doesn't have that kind of money. Second of all, I believe it's bogus. And D, and for those of y'all that heard what I said, you'll know where that movie comes from, where it comes from. but she working at an assembly plant and you're driving. If you're doing both of those and not managing, you probably aren't doing very well with managing your money or budgeting. Like, I mean, I know Cali's high. You can't get a roommate. Everybody in Cali has roommates, and they don't know each other. So trust me, I understand that industry out there. So if you're doing all that and you get $2,300 a month for a car, you're a new fool. She's not too fucking right. So, George, I mean, you know, we just said it. Like, if her mama ain't helping her, nobody's helping her. Quite frankly, shit, I think the girl is on the spectrum. She LD or some shit. I don't know.
I haven't heard that phrase in a minute.
I think in the end, I don't think she should get anything, especially if her mother's getting all that money and not helping her. Damn.
Well, her mother's not getting anything. His ex-wife is getting the spousal support. Her mother's not getting anything. But I'm sure her mother's
not.
And if she's not helping her, you know.
Right.
So there's more to the story than meets the eye. There's got to be. There's more to it that we're just not being told. We're being told this story in a way that's making her look like she's the victim. But in a sense, there's more to it because we see here that he's not messing with her because she's caused controversy in the past. So he has no reason to mess with her.
Would you help somebody shit on you? Would you help your ex? Would you help your kid's father if he called you desperate? All right, then. You're welcome.
No, not at all. All right, we've got 1 minute left for those of you on Block Talk and iHeartRadio. If you're watching us on Facebook as well as YouTube and Vigo Live, we're going to do a brief after show, so look forward to that. So, guys, go ahead and say your goodbyes, and we will have BTS take us home with Permission to Dance. So there you go, guys.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate y'all. Good to be back. I'll holler next week. Out.
Peace, love, and hair grease.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, guys. We enjoyed having you. Hopefully you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed bringing the show to you. We come to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivation. Hopefully you got motivated, inspired, and loved, laughed, and had fun. That's all that counts. So don't forget to take care of yourselves and each other. Remember, above all things, believe in yourself. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. But above all things, love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, then how do you expect to love someone else or to give someone else the opportunity to love you? You've been listening to CB and the Boys. You can catch us on iHeartRadio playback. You can also catch us on Facebook as well as YouTube, Bigo Live, and Blog Talk Radio. So without further ado, shout out to BTS for Permission to Dance being on the Billboard Hot 100 and Butter still being number one. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your night. And if you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook and Bigo Live, stay tuned for the after show. his BTS and Permission to Dance to take us home. Bye-bye.
It's the start of PM when your heart's just like a drum beating louder with nowhere to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John and to that feeling which is getting started.
When the night gets colder and the rhythm's got you falling behind, dream about that moment when you look yourself right in the eye. Then you say, I wanna dance. The music got me going, and nothing that can stop how we move. Yeah, let's break the plans and lift the glass. We're closing and rolling like we're dancing smooth. We don't need to worry where we're going, no having that.
No need to stop the talk.
Good.